السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa, you have been listening to اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر over the past two or three weeks, and I have given some explanation here and there, but every time it is some new point that Allah Ta'ala brings to the mind, which I like to convey it to you. That here Hazrat uses in his poetry, اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر, whereas there are many other names of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala which could be used. So this is to convey to us a very important message, that Allah Ta'ala is the master of everything. Everything is in His control. If you look at Surah Fatiha, which we recite in every rakat of every namaz, in there we say Maliki Yawmiddin, master of the day of judgment. And in this world also, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala Himself, He teaches us dua. Qul, say. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he conveyed to us this verse of the Quran Sharif, which is actually a dua which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is asking him to make. So this is a dua. Qul, qulillahumma malikal mulk. Malikal mulk. Again, the word that is used there is malikal mulk. Master of the kingdoms. Tu'til mulka man tasha. تُؤْتِ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. You give kingdom to whom you please. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the one who gives kingdom. It is not that a person just suddenly becomes a king and a ruler. That is a different issue, that Allah Ta'ala, why does He give kingdom to sometimes people who are oppressors, who are zalims, who are tyrants? That again Allah Ta'ala in a hadith of Qudsi, He says that the hearts of the kings are in my hands. The hearts of the kings, they are in my hands. So what should we do? Why should we complain about the kings? We should turn towards that Allah in whose hands the hearts are. Because when our actions are going up which are evil, then they are bringing about a reaction. So here Allah Ta'ala says, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ. And you snatch away kingdoms from whom you please. Over the past years, and history has shown how many people rose to high levels and they became kings and rulers. And then when they made zulm on the people, Milosevic is a recent example, that they, when they started making zulm on the people, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave them a little bit of rope. On the one hand, for those people on whom zulm was made, either it was a means of their elevation of status, rahmat upon them in some form, or it was a forgiveness of their sins. But for those rulers, after that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala snatches away that kingdom from them, and they land themselves in prison. How many rose to king, to become kings and presidents and ministers and prime ministers, and after that we hear they are in prison or they have been given the death sentence. Allah Ta'ala is the one who gives kingdoms, and He is the one who snatches away kingdom. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. And you are the one who gives respect, dignity, honor to whomsoever you wish. O Allah, you are the only one who gives that dignity and honor. Allah Ta'ala gave that dignity to the Muslim Ummah in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the time of the Sahaba Ikram. Look at the positions that they rose to. Izzat is not only in having wealth or having good cars or having good homes. These are ni'mats of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. If they come in a halal way, make use of it. But that is not Izzat. Izzat Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives. He puts respect into the hearts of the people. And he gives them a position of honor and dignity. So you give to whom you please. وَتُزِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. And you give disgrace, humiliation. You bring about shame upon whomsoever you please. Now it doesn't mean Allah ta'ala just has got a haphazard method of giving disgrace and humiliation or giving respect and honor. That there is no system, na'uzu billah. Allah ta'ala has got no system at all. Whoever he just decides suddenly to give disgrace, he gives disgrace. And whomsoever he decides to give respect, he gives respect. It's not like that. Allah ta'ala has outlined in the Quran Sharif that what is his system. If you do these things, then Allah ta'ala will give you respect. He will give you honor. He will give you dignity. He will give you position of trust. He will give you kingdoms. He will give you government. And if you do X, Y, Z, then Allah Ta'ala will bring about humiliation, disgrace, dishonor. So it is actions again. Amal se banti hai zindagi, ye jannat bhi, jahannam bhi, ye khaki apni fitrat mein na noori hai, na nari hai. وَتُزِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And then it goes on. I'm not going into the tafsir of that ayat. But there again the word Malikul Mulk is used. So therefore, Hazrat also uses this word Malik. Apne Malik se ut karke faryad kar. Because he is the one in whose control our life is. He is the one in whose control our wealth is, our health is. The whole kingdoms are. Everything is in his control. So why should we not turn towards him? Why should we look towards other sources? Other sources Allah has created as means. So make use of them and keep them to that level. Leave them at that level as means. But do not trust in them. Believe that everything is in the hands of Allah. الَّذِي يَنْزُرُ إِلَىٰ مَجَارِ الْقَضَىٰ لَا يُفْنِي أَيَّامَهُ بِمَخَاسَمَةِ النَّاسِ. The person whose gaze is from where the qaza comes, from where the decisions come, then he won't waste his time fighting with the people over small and minor affairs and trivial things. He's not going to argue and waste his good time and valuable time, because he believes that the decisions are made by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So make use of the means, but do not trust in those means. Turn towards Allah ta'ala and apne malik se uth karke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Put your head down in sajda, cry, shed some tears and seek from him and see what he gives. What connection he gives, what happiness he gives, what pleasure he gives in the heart, what tranquility, what ecstasy, what joy. What do the people who take the ecstasy drugs know about it? What do they know? For a little while they get a high and after that they're in such a low that all the tablets of the world can't solve the problem. And here the person enjoys a kind of closeness with Allah Ta'ala. He feels that my Allah is with me. Whatever condition he keeps me in, this great wisdom of Allah Ta'ala. There's a happiness in the heart. So outwardly he is putting his head down on the ground as if he is putting it at the feet of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. I use the word as if because Allah Ta'ala doesn't have jism or body. But when we say the person put his head down at his feet, what does it mean? That he submitted himself totally. Total submission, complete submission, extreme, what we may term as humility. He has adopted extreme humility. Ajazi, inkesari at its extreme. So outwardly we say the person put his head down here. But in reality what he has done is he's got miraj. In reality he's got miraj, because namaz is miraj al-mu'minin. Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam at the bottom of the ocean and is getting his miraj. And Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam above the heavens is getting his miraj. So for us there is no other solution to our problems except this one solution. Believe me, that is the only solution which we say, how can these things solve our problems? Well, they are going to solve it in this manner, that when we are going to cry before Allah and seek from him, then he will open the doors for us. We do not know through which avenue, through which channel, through which source Allah Ta'ala will then provide and find a solution for us. Certainly some idea will come in the mind. Now who is it that put that idea exactly at that time in this person's mind, which was a solution to his problem? Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر, دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. روح کو نور تقوی سے تو شاد کر, روح کو نور تقوی سے تو شاد کر. نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر, دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر, دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. روح کو نور تقوی سے تو شاد کر, نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر. دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر, دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر. اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر. دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر, اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر, دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر, دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر, دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. حمد سے اس زباں کو تو حماد کر, حمد سے اس زباں کو تو حماد کر. سر کو چوکھٹ پہ ان کی تو سجاد کر. حمد سے اس زباں کو تو حماد کر, سر کو چوکھٹ پہ ان کی تو سجاد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر, دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. قلب و جاں کو تو اس در پہ عباد کر, قلب و جاں کو تو اس در پہ عباد کر. اور سکون دل و جاں کو خلاد کر. قلب و جاں کو تو اس در پہ عباد کر, اور سکون دل و جاں کو خلاد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر, دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر, دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر, اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر. اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر. اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر, اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر, دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر, دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. روح کو نور تقوی سے تو شاد کر, نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر, دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر.
If a person tries to please Allah Ta'ala, it just cannot happen that Allah Ta'ala will not please him. Allah Ta'ala will definitely give him happiness and pleasure, but it is in the heart. Allah Ta'ala conceals that in the person's heart. I cannot see what's in your heart, you cannot see what's in my heart. We only see the external. Allah Ta'ala gives it in the heart to the awliya-i-kiram, to the ahlullah, because they make barbad of their khushi and they please Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala gives them pleasure which is in their hearts, like diamonds which we hide. Like that Allah Ta'ala gives it in there. May Allah bless us with it too.
اے میرے مولا میری نظر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اے میرے مولا میری نظر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو سب تو ہو باہر دل کے اندر تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اے میرے مولا میری نظر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو سب تو ہو باہر دل کے اندر تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو قلب تپا میں دیدہ تر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو قلب تپا میں دیدہ تر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو میرے لیے تو بحر و بر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ illallah سوجے مجھ کو دونوں جہاں میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو سوجے مجھ کو دونوں جہاں میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو سوجے مجھ کو کون مکان میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو سوجے مجھ کو قالب و جامے تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو سوجے مجھ کو سود و زیاں میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ ایسا سما جا میری نظر میں جلوہ تیرا دیکھوں ہر سو ایسا سما جا میری نظر میں جلوہ تیرا دیکھوں ہر سو غیبت دم بھر کو بھی نہ ہو ہر وقت ہوں رو در رو میرے لیے بازار جہاں ہو سر بسر ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ الا اللہ 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 ذرہ ذرہ قطرہ قطرہ رطب و یابس بحر و بر نور و نار و اوج و پستی کفر و ایمان خیر و شر ایک زباں ہو کر یہ سب کے سب دیتے ہیں تیری خبر تیرے آگے ہیچ ہے ہر شے تو ہی ہے سب سے برتر کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ لا الہ الا 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 اللہ محمد رسول اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل. درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل, غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدھر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدھر. اللہ 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 محمد الرسول اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے unke naam ki gun gaate hain ibrahim khaleelullah illallah 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 illallah.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا حي يا قيوم، يا حي يا قيوم، يا حي يا قيوم، برحمتك نستغيث، برحمتك نستغيث، برحمتك نستغيث. اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. او مائی بلاوڈ اللہ او مائی کریم اللہ مائی کمپیشنٹ کائنڈ لونگ فورگیونگ اللہ فورگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس. او اللہ وی آر یور سنفل سرونٹس وی آر ایکسٹینڈنگ دیز بیگنگ بولز بیفور یو. Oh my Allah, you are Malikul Mulk. Yeah. Oh Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. Yeah. We are seeking from you. We are not seeking from human beings. Yeah. Oh my beloved Allah, your treasures of forgiveness are unlimited. Yeah. Oh Allah, if you can change the condition of Kuffar and Mushrikeen and Nasara and Yahud and Munafiqeen in the time of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when they accepted Iman upon the hands of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then, oh Allah, you made them radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Hey Allah, from what state in their lives to what stages in their lives you raise them. Oh my beloved Allah, teri qudrat kamil hai. You have all power, you have all might, you have all qudrat. There is no difficulty for you to change our condition. Oh Allah, there is no difficulty to forgive our sins. No one is going to question you why you forgave the sinners who had raised their hands in Masjid-e-Noor. Oh my beloved Allah, if you forgive the entire ummah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nobody is there to question you. Ya Allah, your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will become pleased. Oh Allah, the ummah will become pleased. Oh my beloved Allah, you will become pleased. Therefore we are seeking from you forgiveness of all sins that we have committed from the time we became of age up till now. Oh my beloved Allah, knowingly how much of sins we have committed. اے اللہ جان بوجھ کر ہم نے کتنے گناہ کیے. او مائی اللہ نوئنگ فلی ویل دیٹ اٹ از حرام بٹ ہاؤ مچ آف حرام وی کمیٹڈ ان آور لائفز. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ ڈو ناٹ سیز اس بیکاز آف آور سنز. او اللہ فورگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس. فورگیو آور میجر سنز اینڈ آور مائنر سنز. فورگیو آور میجر سنز اینڈ آور مائنر سنز. فورگیو دا سنز دیٹ وی کمیٹڈ نوئنگلی اور ان نوئنگلی. فورگیو دا سنز دیٹ وی کمیٹڈ ان دا لائٹ آف ڈے ان ڈارکنس آف نائٹ. Oh my beloved Allah, there was no question of light and night for you. Oh my beloved Allah, you were aware of everything that we were doing. You have heard everything, you have seen everything, you know everything. Oh my Allah, what other sign is there of your Kareem? You are so Kareem that in spite of seeing us, you did not seize us there and then. You could have brought about humiliation and disgrace upon us. You could have destroyed us there and then like you destroyed the nations of the past. But oh Allah, in spite of being disobedient to you, you gave us so much to eat, so much to wear, shelter above our heads, modes of transport to travel from place to place. Oh my beloved Allah, you showered your bounties and ni'mats upon us. Hey Allah, itna pyara tu hai. تجھ جیسا کوئی نہیں. اے اللہ, there is no one besides you. There is no Allah besides you. O Allah, we are testifying that there is no one worthy of worship besides you, and that Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is your final messenger. Ay Allah, he is Khatamun Nabiyyin, he is Rahmatul Lil Alameen. O Allah, without us deserving, you caused us to be born in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a great in'am and what a great gift. We have not shown any any appreciation for these great gifts of yours. We got Islam without any effort. We got Iman without any effort. But oh my beloved Allah, we are turning towards you with repentance. We are repenting, oh my beloved Allah. We are ashamed of the sins that we committed in our lives. Ey Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Ey Allah, tere saamne humne kitne gunah ki hai. Ey Allah, insano se hum sharmate hai. We are afraid of people watching us. We are afraid of neighbors seeing us. We are afraid of parents and family members seeing us. But oh Allah, we are not afraid of you seeing us. Whereas everything is in your control and your qabza. Whenever you wish, you can snatch away whatever you wish. Oh my beloved Allah, we are turning towards you. Oh Allah, there is nothing else that has gathered us here except the hope that you are the one that accepts du'as. Ya Allah, you have asked us to raise our hands and beg of you. Oh Allah, therefore we have gathered here. Oh Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes. Forgive the sins of our ears. Forgive the sins of our tongues. Forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Forgive the sins of our hands and feet. Oh my beloved Allah, how many haram places our feet have walked towards. How many haram things our hands have touched. You could have paralyzed us there and then. But oh my beloved Allah, how kind you are. How forgiving you are. How merciful you are. That you have still given us health and strength in our bodies. Oh my beloved Allah, do not seize us on account of our sins. Ya Allah, bless us all with prosperity in our lives. Bless us with contentment. Bless us with satisfaction. Bless us with zuhud. Bless us with taqwa. Bless us with sabr and shukr. Allah, bless us with your ma'rifat. Allah, bless us with your yaqeen. Ey mere pyare Allah. Ey mere pyare Allah. Hame teri ma'rifat naseeb farma. Ey Allah, hamare qulub ko teri ma'rifat se bhar de. Fill our hearts with your love, O my Allah. Fill our hearts with your love, O my Allah. We have filled our hearts with the love of every material thing of this world. If there is no corner left in our heart, there is no corner for your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O my Allah, purify our hearts. Ey Allah, hamare qulub ka mukammal tasfiya farma. Ey Allah, mukammal tazkiya naseeb farma. Allah, give us complete purification of our hearts. Remove the evil which has embedded itself. Remove all the evil that has embedded itself in our hearts. Remove pride from our hearts. Arrogance, jealousy, malice, greed, evil passions and desires have engulfed our hearts. Oh my beloved Allah, darkness has engulfed our hearts. Allah, remove the darkness and light up our hearts with the noor of taqwa. Light up our hearts with the noor of iman. Light up our hearts with the noor of zikr. Light up our hearts with the noor of tilawat. Allah, light up our hearts with the noor of service to mankind. Ey mere pyare khuda, tu hamari pakad aur girift mat farma. Ey Allah, jitne gunah humne kiya usko maaf farma aur aainda gunahon se hifazat farma. Protect us and safeguard us from returning to those sins. Oh my beloved Allah, protect us and safeguard us from returning to those sins. We have no intention of returning to them. But oh my Allah, we are so weak, so weak. The nafs and shaitan drags us very easily towards haram. Allah, take us out from the slavery of nafs and shaitan. Ey mere Allah, how long is shaitan and nafs going to drag us? Kab tak hum nafs aur shaitan ke ghulam bane rahenge? Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan hasn't helped anybody. Oh Allah, it has brought nothing but humiliation, disgrace and embarrassment. Whoever has obeyed nafs and shaitan, finally it leads to destruction. Oh my beloved Allah, take us out from the slavery of nafs and shaitan. Oh Allah, make us your slaves. Make us the slaves of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, let us break every chain that has tied us. Oh my Allah, let the only chain that ties us be the love of yours and Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ey Allah, hum hamesha tere bande ban kar rahe. Ey Allah, is zameen ke upar hum tere bande ban kar zindagi guzare. Har qisam ki maasiyat aur gunah se hamari hifazat farma. Ey Allah, hum gunahgar hai, hum napak hai, hum siyakar hai, hum gande hai. Ey Allah, lekin tere bande hai. Tujhe chhod kar jaye kahan? Ey Allah, tujhe chhod kar hum jaye kahan? Where are we going to go? Whether we go east or whether we go west, whether we go above or we go beneath. Oh Allah, whether we go right or we go left. Ey Allah, whether we go above the heavens or beneath the oceans. Everywhere it is your kingdom. Ey Allah, where can we go? There is no one for us besides you. Tere siwa hamara koi nahi. Ey mere Allah, tu hi hamara hai. To tu hamara ban ja aur hame apna bana le. Oh Allah, become ours and make us yours. Give us an enjoyment and a taste, oh my Allah, in our hearts of your ma'rifat. Ey Allah, give us an enjoyment and the taste of ibadat, of zikr, of tilawat. Ya Allah, at present our enjoyment and taste is in sins. Oh Allah, we go out in search of sins. Ey Allah, hum to gunaho ki talash mein nikalte hain. Oh Allah, accidental sins we can commit. But oh Allah, we go out in search of sins. Ey Allah, ye to teri shaan-e rahimi hai ki you do not punish us there and then. Ya Allah, protect the entire ummat from masiyat. Ey Allah, puri ummat par rahmat farma. Open the doors of your maghfirat. Open the doors of your rahmat. Ey Allah, Palestine ke musalmanon ki madad farma. Un par jo mazalim ho rahe hai, ey Allah, ab to teri nusrat farma. Ey Allah, un par raham farma, karam farma. Jo intiqal kar gaye aur shaheed ho gaye jannatul firdaus mein ala maqamat ata farma. Ey Allah, Kashmir ke musalmanon ki madad farma. Bosnia Chechnya ke musalmanon ki madad farma. Sare alam ke andar huzur paak sasam ki ummaton ki madad aur nusrat farma. Ey Allah, ek din is duniya ko chhodna hai. Oh Allah, one day this heart is going to stop beating. Oh Allah, our bodies will be turned without us being able to say anything. Our lips will move no more. Our ears will hear no more. Our eyes will see no more. At that time, nafs and shaitan are not going to come to our assistance. Oh my beloved Allah, before the time of our death comes, oh Allah, before we are given the ghusl of mayyit, give us the tawfiq of ghusl of tawbah. Sincere tawbah. And before we are given the garment of kafan, oh my Allah, give us the tawfiq of the garment of taqwa of our bodies. Ey mere piyare khuda, maut hum aur humara khatima iman ke upar farma. Let our death be in a state that you are pleased with us. Oh Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. We are physically ill and we are spiritually ill. Oh Allah, cure us of all our ailments and sicknesses. Oh Allah, those who are in financial difficulties and problems, remove their financial difficulties. Bless them with plenty full of halal, risk and sustenance. Open up avenues for them of halal, oh Allah. Those who have got no children, bless them with children. Those who have got children, oh Allah, put love into the hearts of the children for the parents. Oh Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children. Oh Allah, unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Unite the hearts of family members. Unite the hearts of the entire ummah of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, those young brothers and sisters who are looking for suitable and righteous and good marriage partners, oh Allah, bless them with suitable partners so that they may be protected from sin. Oh my beloved Allah, make everything easy for them. Those who are complaining of their children gone on to drugs and drink and other vices, oh Allah, bring them back onto track. Bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Oh Allah, give us the himmat and the courage to get rid of evil from our lives. Oh my Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco. Don't let the angel of death find any Muslim in a disco or a theater or a cinema or in prostitution or in zina, in adultery, in fornication or watching some haram or reading something haram. We do not know when our death will come, where it will come and how it will come. Oh Allah, we are seeking from you death of barakat and rahmat. Oh Allah, let our death be in Madinah Tayyibah. Bless us with shahadat in Madinah Tayyibah. Ey Allah, Huzur-e Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke roze aqdas par hame maut naseeb farma. Ey Allah, agar Madinah Tayyibah mein maut muqaddar na ho, to wherever it may be, let it be in on iman. Ey Allah, Rasul-e Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so much of duas he made, so much of duas he made for the ummat. Ey Allah, his entire life he cried for us. Ey Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how much of his blood was shed. Ey Allah, in Taif, in Uhud, and in so many other places, my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam's blood was shed for the sake of this ummah. Ey Allah, my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was stoned for the sake of this ummah. Ey Allah, he stood whole night in prayers until his feet swelled. When he went down in sajda, intestines of animals were placed on his back. Ey Allah,
how much of mercy he had for the ummah, that he kept on praying for the ummah until his last breath he was praying for the ummah. Allah, when he is informed that that ummah today is in the casinos, in the discos, in the cinemas, in the theaters, in zina, in all kinds of fraud and gambling and other haram, how much of hurt and injury and pain we must be causing to him. Ay Allah, protect each and every one of us from sins. Ay mere pyare khuda, mere pyare nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ne hajr aswad ko choom karke jo manga tha, especially in hajjatul wida. Oh Allah, with his 124,000 companions, the du'as that he made for the ummah, all the goodness that he asked for us on that occasion and all other occasions, bless us with that goodness. Ameen. Bless our parents with that goodness. Ameen. Bless the entire ummah with that goodness. Ameen. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, oh Allah, protect us, protect our wives and children, protect our parents, protect our brothers and sisters, protect the entire ummah of Rasul-e-Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who have lost their parents, brothers, sisters, children in the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, oh Allah, bless them with sabr jameel and ajr azim, and bless those who have passed away with jannatul firdaus. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala an-nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Ya Allah, all the works of deen which are taking place, accept them. Ya Allah, tabligh o da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma, unke ijtemaat ko qubool farma. Ya Allah, ta'aleem ko qubool farma. Ya Allah, khanqao ki mehnat qubool farma, masajid madaris ki mehnat qubool farma. Ya Allah, sab ki deeni khidmat ko qubool farma, aur kaam karne walon ko ikhlas ki taufeeq se mala maal farma. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khair khalqihi wa noor arshihi sayyidina ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.